Hi everyone, it's Gordon Brown with the very latest Hamilton Park Racecourse podcast, and it's for our meeting on the 2nd of July. It's the Aspire Cleaning Facilities Race Day. It starts at 2:15 and it goes all the way through to 4:52. It's the first of four meetings that we stage in July, and as always, we recommend you go to the website to book your tickets in advance. You're guaranteed to save money. Just looking ahead, our next meeting comes up on Saturday night, the 13th of July. It's a race night featuring Callum Beattie, and again, more details on our website. This is a good card coming up at Hamilton Park. It's a two-year-old race that starts the meeting, the RacingTV.com EBF Maiden Stakes. It's a qualifier for our big two-year-old series final later on in the season. And we've got some stars in attendance at Hamilton Park. Not just the horses or the trainers, but the jockeys. And what about the fact that dual champion jockey William Buick is making a rare trip to the track for just three rides? He was last with us at Hamilton Park in the summer of 2022. It was in June he rode a treble at the track in May of the same year. I think in June he had one winner, and he's already clocked up the half century of winners this season. Champion jockey last season, champion jockey back in 2022. We are looking forward to William Buick. And his first ride is actually on Simply Blue for David Lognan. And Simply Blue just got pipped last time at Leicester. Only pipped by a nose. That's the minimum margin. If he hadn't been beaten by a nose, he would probably have forced a dead heat. His second ride is in our feature race. It's the Aspire Cleaning Company Almada Mile Handicap. A £30,000 handicap over the stretch mile. William this time has got a nice ride for Andrew Balding on Arrogan Castle. And Arrogan Castle wasn't beaten very far last time. Back in May, Goodwood was only beaten into second place by a neck. And it was a bunch finish as well. There wasn't much separating the first few home on that occasion. Also in the lineup for the Almada Mile is Dutch Decoy and Pisanello. And Pisanello and Dutch Decoy are both previous course and distance winners. And William's final ride on the card is on Lady Bouquet for Phil Kirby. Lady Bouquet is a horse that comes into the race in really good form. Just 7 days ago, she was actually in front in an apprentice dash at Beverley. Now, because that was an apprentice race, she's unpenalised for this follow-up attempt, and with William Buick on board, she looks like a absolute good thing, although stranger things have happened. And what about away from the William Buick angle, Jordan Electrics? We saw him win on Saints and Sinners night at Hamilton Park. He loves the place. That was his 13th career success, and he'll be bidding for his 7th course success at the track in the Aspire Hamilton Park Handicap. It's over 6 furlongs. A couple of years ago, remember, if you've been listening to earlier podcasts, he set a new 6 furlong record at the track in June of 2022. He's got a £4 penalty for that success 5 days ago. Paul Moran gets on really well with him. He's won 5 times in him. He's now, as I say, with Jim Goldie, and Jordan Electrics is fast becoming a standing dish at Hamilton Park. He's actually got a hefty bird in the 10 stone 7 on his back, and that includes that £4 penalty for that recent success. Tremendous stuff coming up then. Remember that first race time, 2:15, and we look forward to seeing you at Hamilton Park sometime in 2024. Remember, 19 meetings we have in 2024. This Almada Mile Handicap card is our 9th of the year, so there's plenty more reasons to come racing with us.